Smith a distinct possibility of playing games with that brace on?
Well, you know, I've played... When Coach Fisher got to St. Louis, we had to start playing with him. So, you know, I've played with him the past 3 years. Obviously, I don't think they've really worked the past couple years. But, you know, I'm sure as we get closer to the season, you know, I'll sit down with the training staff here and we'll have that discussion.
Does it doesn't inhibit you in any way, right? Does it inhibit
you?
No.
Can you explain to us, like, where you are? Like, you're able to throw 7-on-7. Why not 11-on-11 in something like this where there is no contact? What's the difference, I guess?
You know, I think that you probably have to ask Coach and the training staff. You know, I think it's from the day I've been here, we've talked about a progression. And, you know, I think this is kind of the progression that we've put out there. You know, everything the past couple weeks has gone exactly how we wanted it to, and I think we're going to kind of keep going with the plan.
So this Sam, is kind of more of a blueprint thing than it is physical or what you can and can't do. You're just kind of following the script.
Exactly. You know, they've been monitoring my workload. You know, it's been increasing, you know, 10 to 15% each week, and I think we're just going to keep that increase.
So Sam, 100%.
What's up?
When is 100% then? At what point will you be full go?
You know, that's a great question. You know, if I knew, you know, I'd tell you guys, I really don't know. Like I said, you know, when I talked to you guys a few weeks ago, we're going to take it day by day, keep progressing. You know, it's trending in the right direction. You know, I've increased the workload the past couple weeks, and it's continued to feel, you know, great afterwards. So I think as long as it continues to feel good, we're doing the right thing.
Sam, how does it feel? I mean, can you tell that it's not 100% when you're out there playing?
You know, I think my body is trying to adjust back to game speed. You know, I think there's only so much you can do when you throw routes on air, you know, when I'm in the indoor out here with the guys. But, you know, when you get out there and you're actually running plays, I think it forces you to pick up your tempo a little bit. So I think it's been good, you know, pushing my knee like I have the past couple weeks.
And there's been no problems the next day when you pushed?
No, there have not.
Sam, now that you've been in the offense for a little while, what do you like about it? What do you like quarterbacking in Chip's game here?
You know, the ball comes out. You know, there's a lot of options. You know, we've got a lot of playmakers. And, you know, it reminds me of when I was at Oklahoma. You know, my job is just to distribute the ball and get the ball to those guys. You know, I think we've got an extremely talented, you know, skill group, wide receivers, tight ends. It's been great just developing the chemistry with those guys. And, you know, I really enjoy playing.
The blueprint that you're following now to rehab, is it very similar to what you did the first time around or different?
It's pretty similar as far as the progression goes.
Okay. Sam, what would be next week? What's the progression there? What can you do?
I'm not sure. You know, like I said, you'd have to ask Coach or the training staff what it would be next week.
I know both of your injuries were ACLs, but is there a lot of cartilage there? Did you lose a lot of cartilage?
No, I did not. You know, I think, you know, from talking to the docs, you know, they told me that I was very lucky in the fact that there wasn't a lot of other trauma, you know, other than the ACL both times.
That's a pretty important factor, right?
It is an important factor. You know, I think if there were more damage, you know, then you'd be looking at, you know, even a longer recovery time.
Has Dr. Andrews told you what your timetable, he thinks your timetable should be?
You know, like I said, our medical staff here has been in talks with him, and he's been involved in kind of setting up this progression, you know, as far as a date, you know, of clearance. Hey, you're going to be 100% on this date. You're going to be ready to go. You know, no one knows that, but he has been involved, and he feels good with where things are at right now.